The weather is changing. Start today, the Turaway, Northwest London, Monday, 30th of August, Cafe Base Elul, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Yom HaZikaron, in the present. This week's Shurim have been sponsored by Elul Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda Menachem, Ben Rabbi Aaron Yosef HaKohen, Zichron Livracha.
Good morning. Much of the Yom Noroim, and in particular Rosh Hashanah, is about the future. V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismochu v'yom ahu yiyah Hashem echod v'shmo echod malchus av Hashem, that will be revealed as Elovoi. And there's almost no mention, really, of the past on Rosh Hashanah. Certainly not our past deeds. There's Zechorinus, obviously, that bring up the past. Basically, the Kemas Noach already goes back to the beginning. But we're focused on the future. Yom Kippur, on the other hand, the Sforim say, is more focused on bringing up our misdeeds from the past year. That's what the Alchet is about, that's what Vidu is about. So one could say that Rosh Hashanah is the Osid and Yom Kippur is more the Ovar, but there's very little about the Hoive. It's very little about the present, about the here and about the now. But we know that the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Hashanah Vashem Pokad Sora Kasher Omor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Sora and she has a child and his name is Yitzchok. And then we continue learning and we discover that Yishmael is becoming a problem. So Sarah banishes Yishmael from the house, effectively. And they're sent on their way by Avraham Avinu. And as we know, there's nothing to eat, there's nothing to drink, but Vayichru Amayim in Achemes. And Hagar discards her son Yishmael, Vatashlich es hayele tachas achad asichim. Now why are we learning all this on Rosh Hashanah? Vashem pochad es soro vashteten. Because today it's all about pekido. Well, why do I need to learn about Yishmael under a tree? Oh. So what happens? Vayishma'el hikim eskol hanar. Yishmael starts crying. Vatiso, it's interesting. Pasuk says Vatiso eskolot vatevk, that she was crying. The Ma'aseh of the Pasuk says Vayishma'el hikim eskol hanar. Come back to this in a bit. Vayikra malchel hikim al hogor min ha'shamayim. Vayoy melo maloch Hagar, what's your problem, Hagar? What's the matter? Al tiri ki shoma Elohim el kol hanar. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has heard the voice of the child. The pasuk could have finished there, and we would have had already a message, and we would have had a chizuk, that when we daven, Kodesh Baruch Hu listens, even if we are a Yishmael, Yishmael Lekim Al Kol Anar, that would have been enough of a message for Rosh Hashanah. And the Maisa, the pasuk finishes with the words, Ba'asher Hu Shom. Seemingly extra words, not clear what they're saying until we see the Rashi, of course, but face value. Kishom alekim al kol hanar. Kishom alekim al kol hanar ba'asher hushom. In that which he is there. So Rashi, Kiyodua, brings from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, it's also Medrash Rabba, a very bakanta Rashi. Rashi says, what's pshat ba'asher hushom? Lefi maisim shehu oise achshov hu nidoy. According to the actions that he is doing now, he will be judged. He'll be judged according to his current status. Beloy lefi mashehu osid lasos. And not based on the future. Not based on what he's going to do in the future. Why was this necessary? Lefi shehoyu malachei ha'shoreis mekatrugim ve'omrim. Because the malachim were complaining. And they wanted to, the prosecuting malachim, the mekatrugim, wanted to accuse Yishmael by saying, Rabbeinu shel olam, mi she'osid zaroi lahom isbonecho v'tzomo atomah leloi be'er, somebody whose offspring, whose descendants, will kill your children through thirst, you're going to create for them a bear, create for him a source of water. The irony, he's going to dehydrate your children, and you're going to hydrate him in this time of need. But whom Eshivim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded and said, Achshov Mahu, but what is he now? What is he now? Don't tell me about the future. What is he now? Tzadik Oy Roshe. Omru Loi, Tzadik. So they had to say, the Malachim had to say, Tzadik. Omru Lahem, Lefi Maisov, Shal Achshov, Anidonoi, Vezehu, Basher, Hu, Shom. I'm going to judge him according to his current state. And that's Pshat Basher, Hu, Shom. Even though Yishmael's descendants would. As Rashi continues to explain what happened, we actually have one of the kinnas on Tisha B'Av that make reference to this. When the descendants of Yishmael Taka created when the Yidden were passing through their land, so they gave them the flasks for the water, for the fire, etc. Why would you rescue Yishmael now if that's what his descendants are going to do? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, so already we can see a concept that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm looking at what you are doing today. So many of the Mefarshim say that is part of the cheshbon behind the Kriyas HaTorah Taka of Rosh Hashanah. Is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, yes, Rosh Hashanah is about the future Taka. You talk about Shofar Gadol, and it's all about the Geula, and it's all about in the future, it's all about Hashem being Melech, in the future Hashem Yimlech Lenovoyet Abada. But it's also about what's happening right now, what's happening at the moment. And then he says it's not just Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur also. It's very interesting. It's very, very Bekitza. But on Yom Kippur, it's very interesting. We start the day with Kol Nidre. Start the whole Yom Kippur begins with Kol Nidre, which is. Okay, there's lots been written about it. Why is it such a haunting tefillah, such a haunting tune? What is it already? Atoros Nadarim, we did already Erev Rosh Hashanah. No one was shuddering on Erev Rosh Hashanah and said Atoros Nadarim. What's it Hashem? But more than that, we're about to spend the next 25 plus hours making all sorts of commitments, all sorts of New Year resolutions. Every Al-Khait really is supposed to be with the Kavona that I'm going to change this Khait. Not just talking about the Ba'az. Yes, Vidui is one of the four Chalokim of Tshuva that has to be, where we have to talk about what we've done in the past. But wrapped up together with that, there's supposed to be a Kabbalah La'osid. And yet we begin the day by saying, Kol Nidre, Ve'esore, Vacharui, Ve'kinume, etc. Nah, ignore it. Yom Kippurim Zed, Yom Kippurim Habol in the Toba, doesn't mean anything. Lo Shirin, Lo Kayomim, Lo Yecholim, Klal, Lo Klal. What's it does? What happened? No, Klal, Lo Klal is a thousand dollars, but whatever. Yeah. Lo Shirin, Lo Kayomim. Ignore it. Ignore all my, everything that comes out of my mouth is irrelevant. Irrelevant. So I heard from Rav Druk, Zuchar Levrocha, that he said that this is really geboit on what Adam Arishan said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was caught doing the chait of Adam Arishan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what have you done? And Adam famously says, O Isha Asher Nosato Imodi, Nos Noli Min Ha'etz Vo'oichel. You should have said, Vo'ochalti. Vo'oichel implies I'm going to eat again. Vosor HaSot Chutz Ve'edos. Hashem says, what have you done? Yeah, I'm going to do it again. Yeah, novos. The pshat is that, yes, in the future, I've got a plan and I've got a vision of where I want to be and what I want to do. But the maisa, we're asking Hashem to look at what we are now. Where are we holding today? What's the current matzav? What is the current matzav? Because sometimes the Yetzer Hara says, you know what you've done in the past. You know what you are there. It's all the skeletons in your closet. We know all about that. We know about the past. Nah, you know. How can you stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam? Who are you already? And there's another Yetzer that says, well, what are all these big plans for the future? Who do you think you are? Well, what are you? Well, some God Lador? What, you're going to learn Daf Yomi? What, every day? Nah, do I come to you? Just a battling. Not going to happen. So sometimes the Yetzer Hara of the past and the Yetzer Hara of the future can be very debilitating, very discouraging. Comes again Ba'asher Hushom to remind us that actually, go away Yetzer Hara of the past, go away Yetzer Hara of the future. Where I'm holding today, that's the Iker. And right now, right here, I want to be a good person. I am a good person. Not just Rosh Hashanah, every single morning we get up and we have, I guess what you could say, the chutzpah, to stand before the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, L'kayim neshomas shenosato bi tohorohi, tohorohi. How can you say neshomas tohorah? Okay, so it's different mahalchim. Dessler says the neshomah be'etzim can't ever not be tohorah. Say, lo ma'asim le'galpim l'chaloisom, that the inner neshomah of a person can never be tarnished. Ba'am l'chazogim, it's a declaration. Ribbono Shel Olam, I know what I did yesterday, and I know I'm not going to be perfect tomorrow, but neshoma shenosato bi, now, tohoira hi, not tohoira hoya, I don't know about tohoira hi, yeah, oba tohoira hi, now, this is where I'm holding. I'm an Eved Hashem, I want to be good. And that tak is why there's so much doggish on Rosh Hashanah, actually, despite the fact that we began by saying so much of it is on the future, but a lot of it tak really is on the present. Hayoim haras olam, hayoim yami b'mishpot kol yitzurei olamim, hayoim, hayoim, hayoim. It's all about height. It's all about right now. Shem Chazal, this week's parasha. Atem nitzovim hayoim kulchem. Hayoim. Atem nitzovim kulchem. What's the atem nitzovim hayoim kulchem? Hayoim ze Rosh Hashanah. Ze Gemara. Ze Medrash. I can't remember. Atam Sama Hayoim, Hayoim Zer Rosh Hashanah, it's referring to the Yoim of Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, it's a Chazal. I'm pretty certain it's a Chazal. Hayoim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. And the Nakuda, why it's Rosh Hashanah, is because Rosh Hashanah is also very much about Hayoim. Wo hält man heint? Where are we holding today? So I had a thought, that when we get to the Chiluk of Shofaros in Musaf, it's very interesting that it begins with Ata Negleso. In fact, the biggest section of that section is Ata Negleso. Ata Negleso is all about Matan Torah, it's on the Maimon Har Sinai. When we were in Yeshiva, we used to sing Ata Negleso on Shavuos. Can I sing again? Should we sing now for a quick time? Yeah, Shavuos. What's the Ata Kuntaran Shavuos in the middle of Rosh Hashanah? There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of Torah on it. Lots of Torah. But I was thinking, could be, I haven't seen this inside, but I'm sure it's somewhere, is that Matan Torah is also very much a situation of Hayoim. Asher onoichi mitzavacho hayoim alevavecho. Hayoim alevavecho, zog Rashi also from Chazal, hayoim alevavecho shiyu benecha kachadoshim. That every single day should be considered as if the Torah is given now. And that's why every morning there's a brand new Kabbalah Satorah. I was Mavachal Torah yesterday and last year, and I can't guarantee I'm always going to manage to make it to Shia in the future. Of Lemaisa Kabbalah Satorah today. Rav Moshe Shapira Zecharin Levrocha, Bekesha to this idea, said an amazing thing. When we're talking about Zichronis, because that's Shoifris. We're talking about Zichronis. What is Zichoron? What is Zichoron? Again, so much read on this, because Ein Shikcha Lefnei Chisicha Veidecha, so Stamazoi, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers. You can't remember something you haven't forgotten. I don't remember I'm standing here now. Ein Shikcha. So, you can only remember something that slipped your mind, and then you bring it back. So what's the Stamshat in Zichronis? But he told us that Zichoron is an amazing, is a very powerful mental faculty. Because what it allows us to do is to, a very strong memory will take us back to that place so powerfully that we can feel as if we're there now. Sometimes we remember things that are a bit foggy, we move on. But the stronger the memory, the more clarity associated with that memory, the more we feel the moment in the present. People can cry from a memory. People can laugh from a memory. Why are you crying? It happened 20 years ago. But if you get mamish into the zone, then it's not pshat that you're recalling something from the past. You're there now. There's a ba'asher hushom happening now. And the interesting thing about that is that tshuva, the Rambam, when is teshuva a proper, genuine teshuva? When the person is back in that place, when you're back in that place with the same nesoyin, the same person, the same matzav, and this time you change it. In other words, it's not just you're going back into time and fixing something. You're there now, ba'asher ushom. And if you can show in that moment, now, that you're different, that you mean to be better, that neshomesh anasato bi tohirihi, that's Ba'asher Rosh Hashanah, and that's the Grisal Torah Rosh Hashanah, and that tak is all that is required in Rosh Hashanah. That in the Ba'asher Rosh Hashanah, it's good. I remember Rav Jok telling us that he's quoting Rav Shach. That Rav Shach used to advise his Bochrim in Ponovich that whenever they're sitting in front of their Gemara, that they should look at the Gemara and look at the clock and look at themselves. And they should tell themselves that this is the only Daf Gemara in the world. This is the only hour in which to learn it, and I'm the only person who can learn it. Daigenish wegen der Ovar, Daigenish wegen der Osid, Ha Ovar Ayin, Osid Adayin, Ha Hoibe Geheravayin. The Iki is to live in the moment. And Rosh Hashanah is very much about living in the moment. It's very much about being Ba'asher Roshon, Hayoim Kachadoshim. We're standing before the Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, was saying, I don't know about the past, don't know about the future, I know about the present. This is where I'm holding. Please judge me where I'm holding now. The Kasha, however, the many of the Mefroshim ask, the Malbim and many others, is that this whole concept of Ba'asher Roshon seems to be contradicted by the Gemara Sanhedrin based on the parsha that we learned just a couple of weeks ago, which is the parsha of Mensura Moira. So, Shtein the Gemara Sanhedrin Dachayim Beis. Omar B'Yusha Gili. Bechiv Pnei She'ochal Tamita Bosa V'Shosa Chatzilug Yayin. Omar Tatoro Yetzel Lebezdin Lisoke? Because he's eaten a bit of meat and drank a bit of wine. He has to be stoned. Ugamu kol anoshim, ugamu kol anshe iroi ba'avonim. Elo, famous Gemara. Higio toira l'soiv daito shel ois soiv ben soiro moire. They went down into his mind. She soiv fo she yig moires nichsei oviv. וכימש ישראל בשתיאס יאים אחילוס בוסו ממשיך לבקש שסמודו בין המויצה ויועצה לפרושס דרוכים ומלאסטים מסבריאויס. In other words, this is just the beginning of the end. Slippery slope. He starts with the meat, continues with the wine, and before you know it, he's becoming a bandit. Omer HaTorah, Mutav, Yomus, Zakai, Baal, Yomus, Chayev. Let him die now, before things get too bad. Fregen Allah, what happened to Basher Roshon? Many Mefarshim deal with this, Bezen Shomala, Bezen Shomato. Some say that in the case of Ben Solomorius, the person himself, whereas in the case of Yishmael, it was his children. So Dor is after him, so why should he be punished because of what his children are going to do down the road? Different, I think that's Mashal's answer. Mashal says, no, Yishmael, he himself, Bezen, was a tzaddik. Grandchildren, not a tali, but innocent. He might have died a tali. I always thought, by the way, that everybody agreed Yishmael died a tali because it's a Rashi and he allowed Yitzchok to go in front of him to bury Avram and he died a tzaddik, and that's why we have a Tanakh called Rabbi Yishmael and the Yeshiva to be Rabbi Yishmael. It turns out I've stumbled across various who showed him to disagree. It's not, I always thought that, anyway. But no, when I was looking around this Indian of Yishmael Basher Roshon, I discovered, I didn't have time to put it all together, but I discovered it's not so posh. Some say Ben Ol Machaveri, Ben Ol Namokim, and Afgim Minna, or Ben Divrei Shmuel, I saw brought down, there is one Yesodis de Keteretz, Amori de Keteretz. I want to still have time to bring this back into Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech, past, present, and future, if I can. But the clue is in the Pasuk, by Yishmael Kimel Kol Hanar, that Yishmael was davening, Yishmael was crying. And tefillah is all about being oimed lifnei hamelech, about where you are standing today, where you are in the moment. Had he not been davening, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have looked at his deeds and decided, and had to make a decision as to whether he's guilty or innocent, then taka maybe he would have been deemed guilty based on the future. Of a mitoich, that he was in the middle of tefillah, he was oisik with tefillah, which is all about being oimel lifnei hamelech. Then the ba'asher u'shom is, what's the shom? What's ba'asher u'shom? Ba'asher u'shom, he's there, he's oimed where? Lifnei hamelech. So when a person is oimel lifnei hamelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take into account potentially future averes, and he doesn't take into account past averes either. At the moment, you are oisik with tefillah, and you are oimel lifnei hamelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can see that you're here, and the person is Yotze Zakai. It's a Muridika Chizuk. Especially Yom Noroim, that we spend so much time being Oisik and Tefillah, we have to know that provided we are Oimel Lifnei HaMelech, right, it's not just a physical thing that we're in Shul, but we are in our minds, in our hearts, we are Oimel Lifnei HaMelech, that Vissen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at it, B'shas Ma'isa B'asher Hu Shom, because he's Shom, Oimel Lifnei HaMelech, and Vayish Malkim El Kol Anar. Again, our member of Druk telling us that sometimes in the middle of davening, the Alta Vala Malshim, which I'll take soon, all of a sudden again his oiris to start having kavona again, because our Shiva Shiftenu went out the window a little bit. Yeah? So the Yetzer Hara can step in and say, man, you've lost, the Shmones is gone. wait for the next one. Yeah? You lost this one, missed this train. Just finish off. You can hear us, our Svara. Yeah? So he said, Yetzer Hara talking, start now! Wherever now! Then the next word! Get in there! Provided you know how to translate, or smagir. It's hard to have gabonim on words if you don't know what they mean. A gabonim! Basher Roshon! He said, Limud HaTorah is the same thing. Limud HaTorah is the same. The person looks at the Seder, he's been koveah to learn. And he sees he's only got 5 minutes left and he's been shmeezing with his chabrisa, right? Or shmoozing with his chabrusa, there's no difference. Or shmoozing with his chabruta, makes no, they're all the same. Everyone's the same. And the son says, you know what, forget it. What is it? I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow we'll learn, yeah? Elul, sliches. Tomorrow we'll learn. Nay? Rav Druk said, wrong. These last 4.5 minutes now, yeah, make them count. Masher Roshon, soy chepes. I once heard a pshat in Yule Rotzen. Why do we say Yule Rotzen at the end of davening? Enish Mandel said Yule Rotzen Imre Fibe. Say it twice. That's a Yule Rotzen Imre Fibe. Hey, what's Yule Rotzen? It's too late. You should have said it at the beginning of davening. I mean, said Hashem Sposa Tiftoch. He said Akush Bok. Like we say Chilul Okeil. Right before we say Chilul Okeil before the Avodah. Chilul Okeil. There Hashem Sposa Tiftoch. Yeah, help me. So Yule Rotzen Imre Fibe. Hey, what's Yule Rotzen in the future? So Andor Zogin. The pshat is that you finish Mandel and you're like, that wasn't very good, was it? So it's a tefillah that the next Manessa should be better. I'm davening, now I should be able to daven. Don't have tefillah. You lerotzen imreifi, may my next imreifi, mincha, may they be lerotzen. I think that every day. Every Manessa. It's the only thing I think about, Manessa. But to bring it into the Malchus Rosh Hashanah, Meluch Rosh Hashanah. What time do we start today? 10 past. Kiyudua. Oh, come maybe an extra minute. Kiyudua. Throughout Yom Neroim, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch LeNavoid. Some people erroneously think is one pasuk, but Kiyudua is not one pasuk. It's three different pasukim. Hashem Melech is from Tehillim, and Hashem Moloch is from Divrei Yomim. Hashem Yimloch is from the Shira in Parshas Beshalach. And again, the Meshech Chochma points out that it's in the wrong order. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. It's present, then we go to the past, then to the future. So interestingly, Mitzav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the order is correct. Pasuk says, Mitaka, we quote this Pasuk, when we daven this Pasuk, Koyom HaHashem Melech Yisro V'Goy Aloy Hashem Tzvokos, Ani Rishoyim, past. Ani achroin, osit. Mibalod ayin elekim is hoive. Okay, it's just not mamish hoyo hoive v'yiye, but it makes sense to start with a hoyo, and if we have more time, he speaks out here, lekach toiv, we could go into why it's then yiye, then hoive, because everything is really echod with Hashem. Basically, we're saying Gosh Baruch is hoyo hoive v'yiye, altogether it's hoyo, ani rishon, ani achroin, hoive. But why are we saying melech, moloch, and yimloch? So that pasuk Koyam Hashem is taken from Yeshayim and Dalit. If you look just a few parokim later, the pasuk says like this: Shema Eila Yaakov Yisrael Mekoroi, Ani Hu, Ani Rishoyin, Ani Acharon. What happened? All of a sudden, it's changed from Ani Rishoyin, Ani Acharon, Ani Hu. It's become Ani Hu, Ani Rishoyin, Ani Acharon, present. Ani Hu, present tense. Hoive Rishoyin Ovar Acharon Osid. So there. That the reason for this change is because it's talking about our perspective. Shema Eila Yaakov Yisrael. From our perspective, it's first Hashem Melech, then Hashem Moloch, then Hashem Yimloch. Sala Kodesh Baruch is all one. But for us, Hashem Moloch we can relate to on a certain level. Kodesh Baruch has always been king. I don't know Hashem Moloch. Terem Kolit in Nivra Hashem is always king on a certain level. Hashem Yimloch, even less, can't really chab Hashem Yimloch. I don't know what it's going to look like. Don't really have a musug of the ultimate one day what it's going to look like, Hashem Yimloch. Or by Hashem Melech, in the present tense, that is something that we can have a shaykhus to. That's something we can relate to. We can relate to the fact that Baruch Hu is king now. So therefore, in order of our tefisa, our ability to understand, we first say Hashem is Melech, and then we try to then say Hashem was Moloch, and then we daven Hashem should be Yimloch. I remember having a conversation with the Rav in Eretz Yisrael about a certain Kofen Apikoris, whatever, who's a genius, brilliant person, one of the world's greatest scientists, and yet he claimed to be in denial of Hashem. Claimed to be in denial of Hashem. How can he be in denial of Hashem? And then later in the same article, while he had previously denied Hashem, he then says, but there's something out there, you know, something out there. So what's going on? So this Rav explained to me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past, Bereishis Bara Elokim, it's beyond us. Hashem Moloch, Hashem Moloch, Terem Kol Yitzir Nivro. No one knows what it looks like, Terem Kol Yitzir Nivro. Know what it looks like. So it's a bit hard to understand. But in the moment, when he's looking through his telescope and he can see the grandeur of the universe and the complexity in a leaf, yeah, he can see Hashem Melech. So first, Medaf Zogun Machen Klo, Hashem Melech, Hashem is the king now. Then you can take it back into the past, and then if we've done that, we can daven. That lost the love of Beis Hashem, the Taku will be Hashem, there'll be Taku Hashem Yimlech. Besim, run out of time. The Shofar really does all of this. We know that, the Shofar is the Ova, Maimed HaSinai, that comes back out of Negleso. And the Shofar is the Osid, Voya Bayim, we talk about Shofar. And the Shofar is also the present, because we know that the coil of the Shofar of Maimed HaSinai wasn't a one time coil Shofar. It was a constant, every single coil, coil Godol v'lo Yosof. It is a constant coil, it never ends. And we hear it all the time with the Soiris, with Tshuva, and the Shofar within the person, Be'etzim is present, Be'etzim is Ba'asher Roshon, Be'etzim is here as well. Nu, Be'ez Hashem, Shbizoich HaTaka, that, in the form of Malchus, Chonus of Amev HaShofar, just like we heard the Shofar then, we should still hear the Shofar now, because Baruch Hu should judge us Ba'asher Roshon, because Be'etzim are good people, and Roshon Hashem started to be Tehoro, he now, in the present tense, Medem and Zoich Be'ez Hashem, Behoi Be'emahu, we talk about the Shofar of God. Thank you.